Masechet Avodah Zarah Perek Dalet Mishnah He. Here we'll talk about how the non-Jew could nullify an idol. Mishnah says, Kesad Mevatela. How does a non-Jew nullify the idol and make it permissible to benefit from? Katar Rosh Ozna, if you cut off the tip of the ear, Rosh Chotma, the tip of the nose, Rosh Etzba'a, the tip of the finger, even though he left the rest of the body of the idol intact. Pehasa afal pishilohisera, or let's say he took a metal hammer and he smashed the face of the idol in. So even though nothing was removed from it, the entire way it looked, the features of the face are now off. In these cases, bitela, he nullified it because he shows that he no longer considers it to be a god. So therefore, at that point in time, you would be permitted to benefit from it. Rakak befaneha, but if he spit on it, or in front of it, hishtin befaneha, or he urinated on it. Gerera, he dragged it through the mud. Zarak ba et hasoa, or he threw excrement at it. Harezo ena bitela, he has not nullified it, even though the actions that he's doing over here shows a lack of belief in the idol. It's very possible that it's only a temporary lack of belief, because maybe the idol didn't answer him in a tefillah, a prayer that he wanted. Maybe he was angry at the idol, so therefore he did something like that. But maybe when his emotions change, he'll be back to worshiping that same idol. So therefore, those actions wouldn't nullify the idol. Only actions that cause permanent damage are considered to be nullification. Mechara o mishkena, if he sold the idol or he gave it to somebody as a security for a loan, Rabbi Omer bitel, says Rabbi, he has nullified it by doing so. He shows that he doesn't have any belief in the idol by giving it away for money. If he's using it for something so mundane as giving away for money and giving away his idol for that type of purpose, obviously he doesn't believe in it anymore, and therefore you're allowed to benefit from it. V'achamim omrim lo bitel. Achamim say no, he hasn't nullified it, he gave it away only because he temporarily needs the money and he thinks that the idol is still going to be worshipped. In other words, he's giving it to somebody because he thinks the idol has value as a religious object and that it could still work. So he's giving it to somebody and at least that other person will use it. So therefore, says Hachamim, lo bitel, he has not nullified it.